When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What was the most expensive thing that you spent on your wedding? And is there anything out there that you spent a ton of money on that you just like, that was not worth it? Don't do this. Save money, ladies, on this when you're planning a wedding. 855-444-6342. If you can help out some other brides out there, this is what you spent the most amount of money on and it was totally worth it. Or you spent a ton of money on it and you're like, avoid it at all costs. Don't do it. 855-444-MEGA. Hannah's standing up in a wedding. AB is the maid of honor in two different weddings. And I think after doing this, both of them are like, damn, it's a lot to get married. AB's at the point where, AB, you think you're, it's almost, weddings are scams.
I think the whole thing, everyone is scamming everyone. It's crazy. Both my friends are getting scammed. So I
both
went,
of my friends are getting scammed.
I went to the food tasting with one of my friends getting married the other day. And it was, that was really fun. It was really cool. It was very professional and everything. But the lady in charge was talking about all the details of the day. And then she brings up, well, if you want this extra like dressing room that's big and will fit all of your bridesmaids and you can all get ready together, that's going to be an extra like $1,500.
What?
And her parents are sitting there and they're like, you had told us that was included in the initial price of the venue. And she was like, no, I never said that. And so I honestly think she lied.
Dude, I don't know, man. It was crazy. Whoa. When we decided to do a destination wedding, because we were doing those tours, we were going to all these different places, right?
All the venues,
all of it. And it was nuts. They were like, hey, and I was catching this stuff. They're like, hey, if you want a room for your bridesmaids to change in and your grooms to get changed in, this will be an extra additional cost. Or you could take the closet. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. Hey, do you need them to use the bathroom? That will be a dollar a person. It was like nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they were just tacking on things on top of things.
But this friend is very much like on the ball about everything, which makes me feel like she is getting scammed and that she didn't know. And so now they have to pay this extra like $1,500 just so all the bridesmaids can be together that morning.
Yeah. Mm.
And then my other friend that's getting married, when I went wedding dress shopping with her, she told them this is my budget and then didn't know that all the dresses they pulled for her to try on were $1,000 over budget. So, of course, she falls in love with her dress and is like, I want this one. And then they tell her the price. And she's like, well, why did you pull this? This was out of my budget. But at that point, you've already fallen in love with the dress. Mm-hmm. You can't go back.
That's what you do. Like, that's a house like those realtors do, too. Like here's your house and your budget. Or there's this penthouse mansion there.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I want that. I want it. Like,
yeah, duh.
That will just cost you your blood.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
It's crazy. The wedding that I got demoted from last year. I remember my cousin telling me how much flowers cost for a wedding.
Yes. Like, that is crazy.
That's like upward, like close to $30,000 if you want like all the decor and everything.
$30,000?
Yes, it's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
We did fake flowers at our
That's
Sarah
what I said.
Wedding.
I said, catch me having paper flowers. Forget $30,000 for flowers?
I will draw the next wedding that calls into the show, I will draw your flowers for you.
Yeah. Play-Doh flowers. I don't care. Yeah.
$10,000. Okay. What is the thing that you spend the most amount of money? Anyone out there going, guys, I spent a ton of money on this, but it was totally worth it? Or is every single person now post-wedding going, girl, do not spend money on this?
Yeah, don't even get married.
It's crazy. Well, remember this. Guys, save every one of this. I cannot wait
Hannah does not want to get married.
That's not true.
I cannot wait to the
day. I just want paper flowers.
That some sucker decides to marry Hannah, and we just play all these clips back. It is not your day. You get one day. You don't get a week. Oh, I don't want this, this, and this. Hannah's going to be the bridezilla. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just calling it out there.
Yeah.
Any advice out there for the future Hannahs who are spending money, or what can they avoid getting scammed on, that like they're going to upcharge you on this? And don't do it. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Give us a call so we can help each other out on the Brett Mega Show. Are weddings a scam? After being a maid of honor for two of her best friends, AB thinks that. AB thinks weddings are a scam at this point because you think your friends are getting ripped off.
I do. All these extra costs that weren't set up front, but now they're like, mm-hmm. We're going to need an extra $1,000.
What did you spend a ton of money on at your wedding? And you're like, now looking back, I wish I wouldn't have spent that money. Or maybe the opposite, like, hey, I did spend a ton of money and it ended up being worth it. And it's not a scam. Don't stress AB and AB's friends. 855-444-MEGA. Caitlin, you think weddings are a scam?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, mine, when we got married, I budgeted. I mean, so like I saved stuff, but weddings are a lot of work. And really, if you're the bride or the female partner, then you have to change all your stuff. And it's kind of a pain in the butt. But I agree that you have a budget in mind for a dress or flowers or whatever, and they purposely, like, increase those because you fall in love with something. I mean, that's how it happened to me. I fell in love with my dress, and it was, like, $1,500 more than what I was planning to spend.
Damn.
They really riz it up for you.
Did you end up getting that dress then? You end up buying it for $1,500 more?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
did you cut people
reason,
from the wedding? Like, you're not coming. Yeah. You're not coming. I'm getting this dress.
Well, yeah. We almost had to because we got married during COVID. So we kind of had to, you know, cut people anyways. But
yeah, you had a built in excuse. Like, I got this awesome dress. Sorry, because of COVID.
Yeah.
My sister in law got like a $13 dress on Amazon and used it for her wedding dress. And yeah, no one even noticed.
What?
Yeah, it was like $13 or something like that.
That's awesome.
No one even noticed. People like that, like Sarah, you're thrifty. What did you save a ton of money on? You had a 200 person wedding, and how much money did you spend?
I spent no more than $13,000, and here's what I came to find. I will die on the hill of the venue I went through, because the guy who runs that joint, he literally lays out every little thing that you are being charged for, including service fees. So the entirety of that venue was $7,500. It's actually here in St. Charles. It's the old opera house off of Main.
All right.
Nice.
We made our own flowers because we were quoted like $1,500 for real flowers. My mom and I looked at each other and went, mm-mm. No.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, we made bouquets and boutonnieres for no more than $60, and it was super easy. You go on TikTok, somebody will teach you how to do it.
You're on a TikTok wedding.
Yeah. Yep.
You only spent $60 and you made all the flowers for your wedding?
Yeah. Trust me, my mom and I are pretty crafty people. My mom used to work at Michael's back when I was a little kid, so that kind of helped a little bit.
Got a leg up.
The biggest thing I tell people is stop going to these big box suit and wedding dresses. I went to the wedding gallery in Frenchtown in St. Charles. The lady, I had this, when I say beautiful, it was a gorgeous, like long train, lace, everything. It cost me no more than $1,500. The budget was $2,000.
Under budget. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And when I say it was gorgeous, my husband, when he, of course, you know, he's crying because he's getting married, but at the same time, he was just like, you look so pretty.
Smart man.
And then my husband, that's why we have a child together.
That dress, man.
That dress got you laid.
And then my husband went to this place called Indochino's, and there, one of the women who was working there was like, oh, you're a veteran? We have veterans discount. My husband was like, and of course, you know, him and his two brothers, they serve too. So they were like, how much is our suit going to cost? And these are tailored suits. They cost him no more than $660.
This is
wow.
Sarah's going to start
a
TikTok.
You have a lot of brides like gripping their wheel right now being like, yes. Oh, I should have done that. Right.
Follow Sarah on TikTok. This is how you get married on a budget
wedding
and have a baby.
Yeah.